Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS. Thank you for joining us right now. And we have a very special guest here in the WKCS radio studio. And we want to thank Casper for allowing us to break into Ghost Hits for this news update. Just a few moments ago, Coach Rob Black has announced that he has stepped down as the head coach of the Fulton High School Falcons after 11 years as head coach. 31 years plus overall in his time at Fulton High School. Three state championships, 103 wins, and Coach Black has been so kind to come down here to the studio to take a few minutes just to chat and have a chance to talk to Falcon Nation here today. And Coach Black, thank you for joining us here on WKCS Radio.
Well, always glad to be here. Always glad to be in WKCS's studio. Spent a lot of time here, so I just appreciate everything that you do, Russell.
Well, I seem to remember just going back a day just like this 11 years ago when it was announced that you were going to be the head coach, and we were in the other studio, and it might have even been a Wednesday, it seems like, that the day that that happened. And it was an exciting time. Just today, tell us about your emotions and what went into making this decision.
Well, a lot of emotions. You know, this is something that I've been thinking about for a period of time, and something that I've discussed with my wife and my kids, and spent some time just kind of evaluating things. You know, when the season was over, and just wondering if I, you know, still had the fire to do the whole job, you know. And there's parts of it that I absolutely love and parts of it that I still have a ton of fire for. And then there's parts of it that just kind of start weighing on you after a long time, you know. And so after thinking about it, praying about it, and evaluating it, you know, I just felt like it was time. You know, it was just time to, step down and just kind of be a teacher and a dad and a husband for a while, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
What's been the biggest change, you think, over the last several years in coaching? And you know, being in it each and every day, I see the things that go on, but I don't think the general public really has an understanding of all the things that goes into being a head coach of a football team, and those things have, you know, are constantly evolving.
Well, you know, a long time ago, this job was, school let out at 3:30, and you kind of went and got a little practice plan together, and you went out and coached a little football in the afternoon and waited till Friday night, and you had a game, and I guess that's the perception right now. But, you know, this job's 24 hours a day. I mean, you know, your phone rings all the time, and there's so much more that goes into it now, from the academic piece with your players to the social media to discipline, class schedules, recruiting, trying to get your guys into school, trying to make sure they're making the grades, trying to make sure they're taking the right classes. And there's just so much more that goes into it. And it truly is a full-time job, you know, and doing that and teaching, it's hard nowadays. Now it's doable, and I've done it for a long time. But there's been a lot of changes. I've seen a ton of change, and it's not just going to practice after school and playing on Friday nights. It's just so much more to it. And, you know, it's studying the game, and it's making plans, and it's making adjustments, and dealing with players and their lives and their home lives and everything else. So there's just so much that goes into it. And, you know, and I leave proud, you know, proud that of the culture we have here, and proud of the relationships, you know, and proud of watching former players and what they're doing with their lives now and the successes that they're having. And you know, all of those things make you proud. And those are the things that I'm going to miss the most.
What are some specific moments that stand out to you that you would say that you would be most proud of in your time as head coach?
Well, number one, I guess just, you know, guys coming back, you know, and saying, "Coach, man, I appreciate this," or "Coach, I appreciate that." And, you know, the lessons you've taught me have got me doing this now. And, you know, those things are forever, you know. Yes, everybody's going to talk about the state championships and how many wins and 11 straight playoff, you know, berths and the two teams that, you know, 2 years in a row scored the most points in TSSAA history, all of that stuff. And that's all great, and I enjoyed the fool out of that. I mean, loved it. But I can't get past thinking about the difference in the lives that we've made here. And you know, none of this has been done by me. You know, it's just a group effort. And I've been so blessed to have unbelievable people around me. And if I ever did anything right, it's hiring the right people. And because those people were on the same mission that I was on. You know, we had the same beliefs and the same goals, and that's what makes it so special.
What does Fulton High School mean to you? It's been a part of your life, as you've mentioned several times, for right at around 50 years to be a part of this school. What has all this meant?
Well, that's what makes it so hard. You know, there's just no place like this. And, you know, I told Jesse Smithy, you know, when I was talking to him, you know, I've never been anywhere else to gauge this place versus that place. I just know there's nothing like this place. And you know, I grew up, you know, I was born kind of into the Fulton family, you know, as my dad was coaching here when I was born. And so that's all I've ever known. And it's just a place that I have unbelievable feelings towards and will always love and always want the best for, always pull for, you know. And so, you know, I just can't say enough about what this place has meant to me and will continue to mean to me.
And what did it mean to have an opportunity all these years to get to work with your dad, Bob Black, a person that everybody knows? What was that like?
Well, special, you know. And, you know, when you think about that, I mean, not many people get to do what we did. You know, a lot of people have a father-son relationship, and that lasts a lifetime. But we had that relationship and also got to spend, you know, I guess around 30 years together, working together, you know. And I, like he always said, never really felt like it was going to work when you're going to do football. It wasn't like it was a job. Yes, it was a job, and I treated it like a job, but I never looked at it as a job, you know. It was just something that I love to do, you know. And again, it made it very special to be working with my dad.
What would you like to say to, I guess, the Falcon Nation, the former players, everyone that's listening right now?
Well, my players know I love them. All my former players know that. And they're always special to me. I'm always pulling for them, you know. And I pulled for them as players, and now I'm pulling for them in life. And, you know, this community just means so much to us. And, you know, the cool thing about it is I mean – they all became a part of my family. I mean, I've got my wife and kids and my mother and father and sisters and, you know, nieces and nephews and cousins and everything else. But these people kind of did the same thing, this community. You know, they just kind of become your family. And, you know, that's not going to change with me. I'll still have those same feelings. Always a deep place in my heart for all the people that's ever been involved while I was involved here.
I know the next question a lot of people have, what's next for Coach Rob Black?
Well, you know, right now my plans are, you know, I have not thrown my name in a hat for a job. I've not researched any jobs or anything like that. You know, my plan right now is to step down as a head football coach and be a teacher here and be a husband and a dad and a fan. And then we'll kind of see what goes or comes my way from there. If another door opens for something else, whether it be within the county or whatever it might be. But there's no plans for anything other than just, you know, being here and continuing to be a Fulton Falcon.
Well, and just let me say, just from the broadcasting side of things, just a thank you for how open you've been with us doing the broadcast. And it was special. Even on the nights maybe that we didn't win, that we'd come in here and do the TV show after the games. And Those were special moments, and just thank you for everything that you've done. And from a personal standpoint, and I've told you this before, you know, you were here on my day number one, and just what you mean to me, and I know what you mean to everybody here in Falcon Country, cannot be said enough. And I know your phone has been just absolutely bombarded with messages and just thoughtful texts and things of that nature. And I know you probably have a feeling right now of being a little bit overwhelmed.
Well, you know, the cool thing is, and I have not read them all, I haven't seen them all, hadn't had a chance, but I have, you know, flipped through my phone a little bit between interviews and things like that. And it's just like what I said a while ago. I mean, you get former players that are reaching out and, you know, just saying nice things and community people and supporters. And that's what it's all about. I think, again, we've built unbelievable relationships around here that'll last forever. And that's what it's all about.
Coach Black, thank you so much, and we're certainly going to miss seeing you on the sidelines and wish you the very best going forward.
All right, thanks, Russell.
That's Fulton head coach Rob Black, who announced today that he is stepping down from that position after 11 years as head coach, 103 wins, 3 state championships, and countless lives touched here as head coach of Fulton High School. We're certainly going to miss him, and we want to thank him for coming down here and joining us for just a few moments here on WKCS Radio on a day that he made this announcement, a very emotional day for all of us here at Fulton High School. And we certainly thank you for tuning in, for listening. Thank you, Casper, for letting us break into the Ghost Hits for just a few moments. We're going to take a break, and then we will be back with more of the hits coming up next right here on Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS.